A reading from the Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head was not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the last 4 weeks, we've been observing Advent, being reminded again and again to wait patiently. What a stark contrast this gospel passage places before us. Now we have Mary Magdalene running to the disciples, Peter and John, and we have Peter and John running to the tomb. There is not one iota of patient waiting or calm proclamation in this gospel. Instead, it is full of energy and excitement, seeing and running to tell, running and seeing. Believing, running and seeing, believing, not knowing, not understanding, but believing. In your mind's eye, can you see Peter and John running towards the tomb? They run. Is it too far from belief that Mary is running with them as well? Side by side, feeling the rocky path under their feet, running deftly, surely, with adrenaline pumping, knowing the terrain there is rather hilly and the roads are narrow and winding. We see them running through this. Their lungs begin to burn almost as much as their hearts are burning within them. They're running together until John gets a second wind, his anxiety, his curiosity and longing becoming energy to burn, energy that tightens his muscles and propels his feet to outrun Peter, breathlessly arriving, looking inside, where the sun's rays ricochet off of the linen wrappings and onto his own face. Linen wrappings, an empty tomb, the sun. John sees truth and believes. These disciples have ended their patient waiting with a burst of energy. And can we ask, where is our burst of energy to come from? What is it that will propel us into such a fierce automatic response? Who has the authority to announce a word, such as Mary did to us, in such a way that we set off running toward that which she saw? What will be the catalyst of our sprint towards the tomb, the empty tomb? What or who will get us to run together towards the truth, run together toward the truth that sets us free? The irony of it all, running toward a tomb, mind you. A tomb is the instigator of this burst of energy and adrenaline, an empty tomb. For what do we celebrate this season if it is not Jesus as Emmanuel, God with us? Discipleship is not for the faint-hearted or the weak, but for those who are ready to spring for the truth with the good news ripe in their minds and hearts, ready to literally run with it. Our patient longing, like Mary's, Peter's and John's, has been fulfilled with an incredible truth. can I allow it to compel me to set off towards an irony also, towards what looks empty but is actually full of truth, towards the truth that sets us free, truth that sets us free enough to run and run again and again to tell anyone who will listen, the truth of the lame walking, the blind seeing, the dead being raised to life. Today in this gospel, there is an invitation. It is a simple invitation, a curious invitation to come and see once again this truth that emanates from the empty tomb. The invitation is ours. Shall we run with it?